Urbana campus. And I hope that this will make this level off some, and I bet you some of our other peers are going to be increasing more. It's not that I wish bad on them, but it is something that we want to keep control of. The Granger gift is one area where we're really concentrating on getting more scholarships. I think Tom Farrell may talk to you later today about extending the PAP program and the Access Illinois program. If you look at the percent need that is met by undergraduates, what you can see is the percent of what we cover, that is the total cost of education, compared to what they can afford to pay. The unmet need is increasing all the time. 1/4 of our students pay under $3,000, but for the rest of them, it is a very expensive proposition. The Illinois Promise Program, which provides free tuition and fees to students with family incomes of under about $50,000, is helping in this regard. Yesterday, Chancellor Bergeneau from UC Berkeley came and gave a talk, which none of us could have attended because we were all in Board of Trustees meetings, but several of my colleagues attended, and he says that at Berkeley, family incomes of under $80,000 don't pay any tuition at Berkeley. So we have a long ways to go before we have enough scholarship money to be able to do that. So focusing on fundraising is going to be an ever-present
that's where we need to get to.
Job. If you look at the average per undergraduate borrower in terms of accumulated principal, what you can see is that increases. We have roughly 50% of our students, a little bit more than 50% of our students, who graduate with some debt, and the average debt that they have is roughly $24,000. It's a lot of money to owe when you graduate. So if I were to look at the goals here, it would be to educate the very best and brightest students who be able to accept them regardless of their ability to pay, and also to shrink the unmet need.
Just go back to that previous slide.
Yeah.
I think if you overlay that with tuition, it would be on exact same plan.
Yeah.
I mean, my belief, Ed, is that we could rebate the tuition increases for this year were the state to be current on what they owe us.
Yeah, right.
And you know, that is the dynamic at play. What's that?
Just the interest cost.
Yes. If the state was current, we would not have had to raise tuition this year.
Right.
But they're not. Phyllis, can you go to the summary slide?
Yes.
Is there any way to track what you describe as the best and brightest? Let's say we said we wanted to track everybody who got over a 33 on their ACT or whatever number, would in the same manner that we track underrepresented students, that is, apply that.
Yeah, to see whether or not they're graduating more.
And put it in this format. That is, track them against our peers. How are we doing at attracting the best and the brightest?
We could certainly track our own students. I don't know that any, we could do the peer comparison, but we could track our own.
We could see trend lines over time. That would be helpful.
Yeah.
You could do that on
somebody taking notes for me?
I am.
Okay. I knew you would.
You could do that on class rank coming in as well as test scores?
Yeah.
Both?
You know, so help me out, somebody. Does every high school, Chuck, thank you.
Class rank is an increasingly not useful piece of data. More than half the high schools in Illinois do not rank. And it's kind of a game to help better position their students for admission. So we pretty much don't use class rank anymore. What we do use is the self-reported academic record, which affects students' high school grades, and allows us to compute an academic core GPA for the student in the high school. So that kind of information we do have about our own students, and that's another strong indicator of their academic preparation.
And we could track yield and acceptance.
Thanks, Chuck. Okay, so what am I saying? For the, fifth time now? We've got to raise more money for scholarships. We particularly want to increase the support for high-need, high-merit students. There was a report that came out recently